Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Happy Valentine's Day here from Los Angeles. I'm with my husband, my Valentine. Hi, Davey.
Hey, happy Valentine's
and
Day.
And Benny, how are you in Seattle?
Good. I've got a big, giant hug for you, too.
What are your plans? Do you have plans for the day or the night?
Nothing so far. Probably just hang out, you know?
No babysitter?
Well, no, actually. We didn't really think about that.
Benny.
What?
Where is the romance?
Everyone else is doing the same romance on the same day. We have enough stress in our lives, okay? Well, we got twins.
That's the thing about Valentine's Day. Part of me is it's just Hallmark. You know, it's people want to sell their chocolates.
Is that how everyone sounds,
you know,
too?
Make more, yeah, that's how everyone sounds in my head.
Hey, man, mm-hmm.
My version of the Peanuts. Yeah,
right, exactly.
It's nothing but deadheads. we're not doing anything. I refuse to go out and spend $300 on a dinner that everybody's getting. But... you know, we'll have a nice bottle of wine. We'll make dinner. I got a nicer meal. We'll certainly, you know, set the intention for the evening. But I don't think you have to do anything dramatic. And I feel like there's more pressure between the dynamic of a straight couple.
All of my female
friends are like, he better bring me something good. Because that's how all the women in my life sound like, too. Yeah. But don't you feel that way, that the pressure is more on the man?
I think so.
Did you get her anything?
Well, we kind of already talked about it. We're not that big on the day anyways. It should be experienced on pretty much every day of the year. Hello, aww. Dougal. I know.
Hugh Barry White.
I know, right? Where was that? I do see that. No, we're not super big on the day in retrospect, I guess. And yeah, it's more of a materialistic type day for most. And it's just
I agree.
You know what? Just, yeah, spend that extra little time with them, or maybe write them a little note or something.
Aww,
you know,
right.
Yeah,
I did
nice
get her.
Card.
Yeah, I got her some, I hate to say, I got her some chocolates, but they weren't designed around the whole Valentine's Day. They were just regular Reese's Pieces, but they were in a heart-shaped box.
Aw, that's cute.
But I was
cute.
Expecting them to be heart-shaped as well inside the box, and they weren't.
The Reese's Pieces?
Yes,
no.
I was upset. I literally almost threw the box down on the floor, and I was like, all right, I gotta let
refund.
It go. I know, right?
I saw on Facebook, one of our friends had suggested taking two Valentine's Day cards from the supermarket and then copying what you read in one into the other so it looks like your own. I thought that was really sneaky.
Who said that? That is crazy. I didn't know you were so good at it. Well, guys, we have to talk about, of course, the tragedy of what happened on Saturday with Whitney Houston passing away at the age of 48. You know, of course, you have to be living under a rock if you haven't heard, you know, some of what they're thinking. She died in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And I just remember David and I were driving to P.F. Chang's to pick up takeout. No judgment. And he gasped Whitney. And he was looking at his phone and he said, Whitney Houston died. And it was the minute we turned on the radio, they were playing it all over and over again. And I have to say, I was not shocked. Were you shocked, Benny?
Not in the last few years on what she's been going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the news. And it's unfortunate. Really, it's still
so
a tragic
sad.
Thing. And, you know, I think there's still room for therapy and help for her. Unfortunately, it just went the other direction. And, of course, now there's videos popping up and more information about the days leading up to it.
Yeah.
On how
her
she
drinking.
Was acting. Yeah. And it's just... it is still truly sad, and I still remember, you know, the early 90s mixes, you know, from what I loved about her in the movie.
Of course.
Bodyguard is playing all over on TV, which I had to watch again last night. Oh, my God.
Well, see, David did. It has been Whitney Houston all day in our house.
He has
become really into it. And,
right.
You know, it's so funny because she really is a huge, huge talent as an actor, as a performer, as a singer, and... kind of the intuitive sense that I got from it is I think when you have that kind of gift, there is a lot of attention and expectation projected onto you. And I cannot imagine that not creating anxiety. I mean, of course she would be on anti-anxiety medication. The fact that she had to take a Xanax before every performance just kind of speaks to the amount of pressure that she felt as a human being to constantly be number one.
The best singer in the world. Yeah.
And what was so sad is I was reading this morning, you know, they are expecting that her music will make the most money, but I think most people know this, but with I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton is the one that raised rakes it in. You know, she wrote that song. And they were even saying that Whitney's estate, well, actually is probably in debt because I guess they were giving her advances. And if you're just the singer on a song, you make very little money. I mean, almost nothing.
I guess from touring otherwise.
Yeah, because they were saying that every time Whitney Houston's song is played on the radio, Dolly Parton gets $2 from the radio.
Shut up.
I know, because she wrote it. And I remember when that song first came out, Dolly Parton did like a whole publicity tour where she went on like every talk show and was like, now, y'all, I wrote that. Because she had it on an album, but it didn't do quite as well.
I think it was a country hit. It just wasn't like
not nearly
super
the same
widespread.
Way. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I thought Jennifer Hudson at the Grammys, that was so well done. And that was my first thought, because I'm a planner, is Saturday Night David was like, the family, Bobby Christina. And I said, and that poor executive producer of the Grammys, who is now frantically deciding,
dude, seriously,
what can we cut?
Right.
How much time do we have to put something together? And people were complaining about, they thought the tribute was kind of too soft and she didn't get enough attention. But you have to understand.
Look at what they had to put together, though.
I know.
You're right.
And 24 hours beforehand, they've been camera blocking. Everything is down to the second. The fact that I feel someone got cut, and I thought they did a pretty good job. Yeah. I'm expecting at the Oscars there will be a much bigger like montage and moment to her. And there were other people that had passed away that deserve the attention or, I guess, the nod, if you will. It's so sad.
I agree with you, too, though. I mean, if people got cut out of the show itself, I mean, I literally, if it were me or for you, we'd be like, absolutely not a big deal. I would have no problem stepping aside. You really have to find a place somewhere, especially in the Grammys. It's such a large event.
Well, it's kind of like they could have called Adele or even more Chris. I mean, Chris Brown, my God.
I know, he had two.
He was on every
songs.
38 seconds.
I didn't understand that at all.
And here's the thing. Chris Brown is an amazing, we didn't even put this in the notes, but Chris Brown is an amazing performer, but I still have issues watching him perform.
Me too.
And then did you see the tweets of girls saying Chris Brown could beat me anytime? Did you see that?
No,
what?
Oh my God. I read way too many trashy websites.
Wow.
But they were showing one of the, what's it called on Twitter when you become, it's a trend or
a
something?
Trending topic.
Right.
Trending, yeah.
I sound like my grandmother again. What's it called on Twitter? Of women saying things like, he's so hot, he could beat me anytime. Like, it's so twisted.
Well, what about the rumor that he's dating Rihanna again?
I know.
What?
I mean, how about that?
Oh, I know.
Oh my God, don't do it.
And I know you're supposed to separate the art from the artist. Like, I get that because the guy really is a talented performer, but they showed this clip, I think, before his first nomination. He was waiting as they were announcing the names. And I just always interpret his energy as being kind of angry. He looks like he could snap at any moment. And it's just, it's so difficult because I know he's a young kid and
people do deserve second chances,
of course.
But that's a pretty bad one.
I agree.
Lindsay and I were talking about, you know, of course, you know, his show, if you want to call it, him bouncing around all those boxes and stuff.
Yeah,
it was
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very MJ-esque.
I thought
just his moves. And
absolutely.
Like, I'll be honest, like, he's a fabulous dancer. He should have his own moves and he needs to show those, not by coming off of, you know. I was actually taken back a little bit by how he was performing. In addition to, how could you sing with all those moves?
I know.
Come on. I mean,
there's no way.
Right.
Yeah, he was lip syncing.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, although now they're saying that Madonna wasn't lip syncing at the Grammys. not at the Grammys, at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl. She was singing to backup vocals, is what they said.
Right, and don't we all?
Which,
right?
I mean, really?
Karaoke,
that's what I do in my shower.
Backups.
Guys, I'm so excited for our guest today. Joining us in segment two is going to be Arielle Ford, who wrote a book called Wabi Sabi Love, and I love it. It is a must read for every single couple out there. It is so, so, so well done. So here's the deal. This hour, if you have a question about your current relationship, is there a struggle? Most importantly, is there something about your spouse or soulmate that drives you crazy? Arielle has a way to teach us how to take that feeling of being crazed about it and turn it into something of adoration and learn how to love it and strengthen the relationship. I'm so excited to talk to her. The book is really fantastic. When we come back, Arielle Ford, author of the book Wabi Sabi Love. You also may know her. She wrote another book called The Soulmate Secret. So much to talk about on this Valentine's Day. Guys, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question on the air, or you can also do it on Facebook. Guys, this is Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
psychotherapist and coming out specialist, Kathy DeBono, is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. God, that song is bringing me back to being a little gay boy dancing in my living room like nobody's business. Guys, my guest today, I am so excited. You know, I love to talk about relationships. I work really hard on my marriage. My guest today is Ariel Ford, author of the new book, Wabi Sabi Love. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning, Dougal. How are you?
I have to tell you, I really love your book. I was reading it yesterday on our patio, and I mean, I love relationships. I love the dynamic of relationships. I work really hard on my marriage, and I just think what you've done is beautiful. Can you explain a little bit about what Wabi Sabi Love is?
Yes. Wabi Sabi is an ancient Japanese aesthetic that honors all things old and worn and weathered, imperfect and impermanent. And it seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So another way to think of it is imagine you had a giant vase with a crooked crack down the middle of it. The Japanese would put the vase on a pedestal and shine a spotlight on the crack. Mm. So Wabi Sabi Love is about learning to love and honor the cracks in yourself and in your mate.
Yeah. And what I love about that is I feel like we live in a culture right now where new and young is always perfect is always better. You know, we're trading in our cars. Nobody can keep a phone for longer than a year. You know, everybody wants everything to be perfect and they project this image. You know, they're freezing their faces. They're, you know, the way they project their image to the planet. Everything has to be perfect. And what I love about the book is you really zeroed in on the fact that part of being in a romantic, unconditionally loving relationship is also being triggered and how you can take those triggers and make the relationship deeper versus pulling you apart.
Yes, and you know, we've all been brainwashed by society to seek perfection in ourselves and our homes and our kids and our relationships, and all that does is leave us frustrated, angry, upset, and disappointed because really the word perfection should be changed to pure fiction. It's not possible.
I love that. Perfection should be changed to pure fiction.
Right? I mean, there is no perfect. Okay, God is perfect, maybe.
Right.
But
yeah.
Beyond that, we mere mortals, we're never going to be perfect. And the truth is, if your spouse were to disappear tomorrow, the thing that you would miss most is all their weird, quirky behavior. You'd be screaming, "Dear God, please let me see a wet towel on the floor. I'd do anything to see that wet towel again." Right?
There was a story that you wrote about in the book that I thought was so touching. I can't remember the name of the woman, but she was at her funeral and her husband had passed, and she started delivering a message of some of the things that bothered her and how she yearned to hear that more.
Yes, and actually you can see that video. It's a beautiful video. It's at wabisabilove.com/video, and it's about how she missed all the weird sounds he would make in the middle of the night.
Right. Sounds is so polite.
Yeah, yeah, and it's true, you know, we all just want to be loved for exactly who we are. Quirks, weird, warts and all. And when you adopt wabi-sabi, when you're willing to make a shift in your how you're perceiving what you once judged as wrong about them, life gets deeper and more meaningful.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you talk a lot about your journey. You're also the author of a very popular book called The Soulmate Secret, and you talk about your journey of manifesting your soulmate, Brian, and right before you got married, you said that no one really prepared you for what happens post, you know, wedding, because it's not, and I say this to clients all the time, friends of mine who are moving in with their loved one or they're about to get married. It is a really powerful time, and when David and I were going to get married, it actually brought up a lot of issues. And when we moved in together, yes, we were excited, but if I'm going to be totally honest, there was also 50% of this energy of learning how to deal with how we each function on the planet.
Yes, and the thing that people don't understand is that Dr. John Gottman, who's one of the leading researchers in the world on marriage, has found that every single relationship has at least 9 irreconcilable differences.
Wow.
It's built into the nature of marriage and relationship. We are not supposed to be getting along all the time.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be the same person, you know, with mirror images of each other. So if you understand that this is normal and natural, and our job is to love each other through it and in spite of it and learn how to communicate and share and grow and witness each other's lives, that's the point.
Now, how do you separate what is a difference, or I don't want to use the word flaw, it's really more of a difference or a characteristic trait in another person that is worth kind of tending to and honoring versus a deal breaker?
Well, the one place wabi-sabi won't work is when there's abuse or addiction involved.
Right.
So if there's a serious issue, go get a professional help. But just for the, you know, ordinary things that come up in relationship, it's not their problem, it's your problem. You're the one who doesn't like what they're doing.
Right.
And you've made up some story. You know, maybe you grew up in a house where mother always said, the moment you got out of bed, the bed must be made.
Right.
You know, and the other one grew up where the bed never had to be made, and you have these different world views about it. Why should they change just because you think the bed has to be made? You need to change the story. Or, you know, what Brian and I learned early on was we got together. He grew up in a house where everything had its place. I'm a slob. I'm a messy slob. So he was always saying to me, can't you just take your coffee cup from the sink to the dishwasher? Can't you just grab a paper towel and get the crumbs off the counter? And by the way, the thing you threw in the trash didn't quite make it into the trash. Can't you just pick it up? And one day he said to me, you know what? I figured out that you just have a blind spot, and it's going to be easier for me to clean up after you than to constantly harass you.
Right.
And I said, you know, that's great, because every time you walk into a room, you turn the TV on loud. And I came home the other day, and there were 4 TVs on, but you weren't home. So it's easier for me to get the remote out and turn off the TVs, because my new story is, you so love the world that you don't want to miss a moment of the news, Therefore, it's important for you to have MSNBC on 24/7.
And see, that's what I love. It's all about what I loved about the book is you give so many different stories with the exact same kind of descriptions that you just gave. And it's really about shifting your thought. And this is with everything. I think it's not just with relationships, but we all have a choice. And in that moment, you can either get irritated or you can choose love, which is something I repeat to myself over and over again. I started laughing so hard. You're very funny, by the way. I love the way you write, because you wrote in there, some people believe, I'm kind of guessing, trying to remember the quote, but you said some people believe that countertops should be clear and clean at all times, and other people believe that every product you own should be out on the countertop. I laughed so hard because my husband wants every single thing out on the countertop. He wants to, you never know what tool you're going to need. I like clean surfaces. And when I walk into the kitchen, it is a conscious choice for me to say, he's made a beautiful breakfast. If he needs every single whisk out of the drawer, that is not my issue.
You have more than one whisk?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Plastic.
I'm impressed.
It's all over the place.
But that's the whole point. Because, you know, we're making it all up anyway in every moment. We spend our lives yearning, hoping, wishing, dreaming for the love of our life to show up. And then most people spend the rest of their life beating them up.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to finding ways to honor it. You know, I have every appliance out because you never know. I don't want to go digging around for the blender. It might as well just be on the counter. Isn't that why God created counters, to put stuff on them?
I love it. And so let me ask you a question. I know you help a lot of people find their soulmate, you know, and as a psychic, I spend the majority of my day talking about, you know, relationships and how to attract love. What do you think the biggest misconception is that you encounter with people of what it means to find a soulmate?
Well, first, let's define what a soulmate is. So I believe a soulmate is first and foremost someone you can completely be yourself with, someone with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. So if you accept that as a soulmate definition, then I also want to say that there's more than one possible soulmate for you in a lifetime.
And in fact,
with 7 billion people alive on the planet right now, half of which are single, statistically, the odds are in your favor that you will find one or more soulmates in your lifetime. So for those who are living in, I'm too old, I'm too fat, all the good ones are taken, life passed me by, get over that. It's not true.
You know?
And then the other part of it is, in fact, I learned this from Harville Hendrix, is that the whole point of being in relationships is to heal ourselves. There can be nothing more healing than being with your soulmate, because they will trigger all of your buttons that were placed there by your parents in childhood.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons to be in a relationship, so we can become whole and healed and have someone to share a life with.
And don't you think that's part of the expectation? I mean, I find a lot of my clients, when they talk about a soulmate, I get this sense from them that once they find them, then they don't have to work anymore. You know, in their mind, the journey is getting there. And unfortunately, that's just not life. You know,
well,
with everything.
Like people who think, once I write the book, the hard part's over. It's like,
oh, God.
Dude, writing the book's the easy part. It's marketing the book.
Exactly.
You know? So finding the soulmate is the easier part. It's like learning to live and co-create a life together. And that's what we're here to do, you know, not to have somebody. Imagine how bored you would be if there was never any conflict, if there was never any creative tension, if there was never a reason to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
I agree.
The other thing that I think I want to share with people is that, according to Gottman, the best way to keep your relationship together is to give 5 affirmations and positives for every little bit of negative you need to give your spouse. So if you know there's something you need to share with them, make sure you really build them up first. And then when you say, by the way, there's something I need to share with you, and 50% of it at least is my issue, then you've got listening for it, as opposed to having somebody say, get triggered. You know, if somebody say, we need to talk, what are the more scary words in the language than we need to talk?
Right, I have something to tell you. Guys, I love it. My guest today is Ariel Ford, author of the new book, Wabi Sabi Love. You've got to get it. We're going to be giving away a few copies. I'm going to put it on the Facebook page, and I will post the Amazon link as well. Hey, if you've got questions about your relationship, give us a call. We're available. My number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to Transformation Talk Radio, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question on the air. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Ariel Ford, author of Wabi Sabi Love. I'm Dougal Fraser. Stay with us.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. My guest today, the amazing author Arielle Ford, author of the new book, Wabi Sabi Love. You've got to get it. I'm obsessed with it. David and I are using the techniques. It really works. So please check it out. There's nothing better than strengthening your relationship, opening up communication, and making it more powerful. So Arielle, I wanted to ask you, one of the things you recommend is creating code words with your partner in order to have playful reminders when one of you is headed in the wrong direction. Can you give us an example?
Yes. One day early on in our marriage, I found myself standing in front of Brian with my left hand on my left hip and my right index finger in his face, and I was ragging on him about God knows what, and I suddenly stopped, and I was really humiliated by my behavior, and I said to him, you know, the next time this happens, and unfortunately there probably will be a next time, could you just sort of kindly, gently say to me, when did Sheila enter the room? Now, that's my mom's name, and she's a wonderful, fabulous person, but she can be a bit overbearing. And Brian totally got it, and he said, yes, and the next time I get a little too patronizing, just say to me, when did Wayne arrive? And so Sheila and Wayne became our code words for, hey, your behavior's really headed south.
Right.
And it became playful, and we were able to diffuse a potentially ugly situation very, very quickly by making it lighthearted and fun and funny. And it still to this day continues to work for us.
And, you know, the underlying tone in that story that I hear is really about respect, because I think listeners have to realize in a heated moment, that doesn't mean that someone can say, listen, Sheila, you know,
right,
it can't be said that way. If you feel like that energy is coming up, I like the way you said, if you say it in a very loving tone, I agree that that can kind of make something switch in your head and kind of make it a more loving situation. So it's really about respecting each other.
Right. And I've heard from a lot of couples that have been reading the book together, because there's a lot in here for men that they will enjoy. There's a lot of sports stories in there and stuff. And they're saying, you know, they're asking each other, hey, where'd the wabi-sabi love go? That's become their code word.
I love that. That's a sweet one, too. Hey, guys, we've got a caller. We're going to go to Jackie in Bellevue. Good morning, Jackie.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
I have been dating a man for about 7 months and has a 15-year-old daughter who is just creating all kind of... He's a single dad. He's got custody over. And she's just creating all kinds of havoc, not with the relationship, but with lying to him where she's at, failing grades, that kind of thing. And I want to be supportive of him, and part of me wants to stay out of the way, but the other part of me wants to jump in and say, well, you should be doing this with her, and you should be doing that, because I can see some things that need improvement. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out how would I be supportive and yet not, you know, turn into the ugly step-girlfriend.
Good question.
You need to ask him, you know. Would you like any feedback from me? Would you like to hear what my two cents are on the situation and how I think I can help and contribute? And let him make that choice, you know. But, of course, it's a very delicate dance, because the two of them have been together a lot longer than you've been with him, and you don't want to alienate her, and you don't want to triangulate the relationship. So I would say check in with him and see, you know, what, if anything, he's willing to have you participate in.
Have you asked him that, Jackie? Have you brought it up for discussion, or you just kind of support him quietly?
Well, I've asked him, and once in a while he'll ask me, but I see ongoing patterns that maybe he doesn't see. So I don't know whether to delicately, I said last night that I've seen patterns, but I don't know. He's worn out and tired and fed up with the whole situation. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep an even keel here and not sure what to do.
You know, in my opinion, I agree with Ariel about asking with him. And you can also just sit down with three different ideas. I always think in that situation, it's best not to point out what he's doing wrong, but point out options of things that he can do that feel really right. And then if some of those work, that may soften him even more. And he may want to know more about your experience and your thoughts on the situation. Okay.
Yeah, I've kind of done that. I've done that, and I don't feel like he's hearing it, I guess, is part of the problem, because he's so entrenched in this, and so it's kind of an interesting situation for me. I've never been in, so.
Well, I get a good feeling about it. I think he's a good guy, and I think you guys are going to stay together, so I would just keep the dialogue open and keep bringing in some tips, but don't criticize. Definitely keep bringing in some tips. Okay, Jackie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So this is what's interesting to me, Ariel, because there's a difference here. So I put on Facebook, if there's something about your spouse that's driving you crazy, you know, we'll teach you how to turn it into something that you adore. And so a woman named June wrote, how about if a spouse bites their nails? Now... I understand that might drive you crazy, but that's kind of out of the realm or the jurisdiction of applying wabi-sabi love, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, unless they're hurting themselves and their nails are bleeding, you know, it's really none of your business. That's their nervous habit. I mean, certainly you could ask, you know, would you like me to help you find a solution for this, or would you like me to completely leave you alone?
Right.
And if you already know the answer... then, you know, give them a break. I mean, you may find it distasteful, but you know, we all have our weird habits. It's like
watching,
who's that tennis player? Is it Nadal, who's always picking his shorts out of his butt? You know, that drives me
I hate
crazy.
When that happens. constantly here I'm doing that, you know, I'm like, just seriously. Dougal gets frustrated with me. Sorry.
I mean, really, if I was married to Nadal, I would have to, like, I'd have to be so wabi-sabi about it. It's like, can't you leave your shorts alone?
Right.
Yeah, but after a while, it kind of rides up there. It gets a little frustrating, you know what I mean? That overhand.
Bigger shorts.
Oh, that's a possibility.
Right. There's a fixer.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think with something like nail biting, I think nail biting is a sign that there's a little bit of tension or anxiety. So rather than complain about the nail biting, check in and say, are you feeling nervous right now? You know, there's typically a moment like that, there's a deeper seated emotion or feeling that's going on, and that's the physical manifestation. And human beings get a little too hooked into the physical manifestation, and we have to go one layer deeper, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, give the poor guy a break.
I agree. So you were mentioning during the break a gift that people can give themselves today on your website. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's an amnesty vow where you can email for free for Valentine's Day your mate something that you're going to stop complaining or harassing them about. And it's a really fun little thing to do. You can go to wabisabilove.com/vow. It's totally free. Fill out the short little letter, and then email it to them, or you can print it out and put it in a Valentine's Day card. But you can tell them, you know what, I'm finally ready to give it up. I'll never bother you about this again. And my new story about it is XYZ.
Love it. And let's do one thing. So if there's one thing we can do today, if we're really annoyed with our partner and we need a wabi-sabi solution, what's one thing that all of our listeners can do?
You know, I would start with understanding that they didn't wake up this morning thinking of ways to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
That's not their intention. They're there to be your lover, partner, best friend. So if something is driving you crazy, really chances are you are the one that needs to shift and make a new story about it because it's not their problem. They're not thinking, oh, I'm going to drive Dougal nuts today. I'm going to put another thing on the counter. They just want to be loved for who they are. So maybe look and see, if I were to make up a new story about this behavior, could I make one up that's really empowering for me? Or could I look at this as, you know, this is one of the greatest teaching lessons I'll ever receive from them?
I love that. And, you know, it's funny because you said they just want to be loved for who they are. And one of the things that I give coaching clients all the time is just validating techniques. You know, if you're feeling frustrated today, tonight at dinner, look across the table and say three things that you absolutely adore about that person. And sometimes that simple shift in thought kind of strengthens the love and reminds you why you're committed to each other, don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree. Yes, absolutely.
So I have to know, as you know, this person that gives all this expert about relationships, what are you and Brian doing tonight?
You know, I'm actually doing a bunch of radio interviews all day today, so I'm going to cook him dinner as I run in between my office and the kitchen.
Love it.
But, you know, for us, almost every day is like Valentine's Day. We are just like two little peas in a pod, you know, we never go out on Valentine's Day. It's just too hokey, you know. We just to something special on weird days.
I love it. Guys, Ariel Ford, the author of Wabi Sabi Love, please go pick it up. Check out wabisabilove.com. I will post it on the Facebook page later today. We're going to be giving away three copies of the book. Very exciting. Ariel, I love the book. I think it's going to be a huge success. Congratulations. It was such a pleasure having you on, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great talking to you. I hope we meet in person someday.
I would love that. Guys, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
She ain't got your love anymore.
Uber has it.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Hey, guys, I've got some time to do a reading, so if you want to give me a call, my number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So another story I read about yesterday was on Sunday, Oprah got in trouble on Twitter. So Sunday night on the OWN Network has been their big night. That's when they pull in the biggest numbers, mainly because they had after the show, which was following her around for a while before her talk show ended. And now, what's the new show called?
Like Oprah's Next Chapter.
Oprah's Next Chapter, right. So on Sunday, the episode was about Oprah interviewing a Hasidic Jewish family, which really was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
They had never watched TV. You know, they don't have radios.
No, none of them knew who she was.
Right, which was hysterical.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Well, so the funny part was there was this moment at the table where she says to them and they're like, oh, you know, we don't believe in ego and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, the woman said, you know, when you have an aha moment, which is like Oprah's deal.
It's her right. major thing.
And she looked at the camera and was like, yeah, I actually have a magazine. And then she went, it's called Oprah. I mean, she did this moment of like noticing, like I put my name on everything.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, and we have a whole section called Aha Moments.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so before she was competing with the Grammys and she tweeted, everyone who can please turn to OWN, especially who have a Nielsen box. Now, this is a big no-no.
Shameless and plug.
Well, you can't say that.
No,
as a star, you can't say to Nielsen family owners, those are people that have a little box on their TV that watches what you're watching and then it estimates it.
It's a tracking.
I think
it's
networks and networks are not allowed to appeal directly to viewers.
Nope.
As she is a network owner, she kind of broke a rule there.
But she got really negative tweets about people saying that she was begging for viewers.
Right?
She immediately deleted it and defended herself by saying the word please is used as a courtesy, not a beg, desperate, not even a part of my vocab, unethical, a little harsh, don't you think? Seemed like it made sense to me. Sorry if you're offended. And here's the deal. I think she was joking. I think she's fine. I think she's funny. But that's the kind of thing now that you have to be really, really delicate with. And it's just interesting to watch this transition for her. You know, for so many years, I mean, at least a decade, just about everything except for Beloved, that she touched turned to gold. And it's interesting to see her, you know, trying to relaunch this and getting it up and running. But they were actually saying that she might get like fined or could actually get in trouble for it because she did that, which
it's possible. There's some really strict rules about all that stuff. And, you know,
I guess, you know, she tells you to read a book. We all buy it, mm-hmm. myself included. Yeah. So I suppose if she tells you to watch it, it does actually move energy and consciousness.
Yeah,
but she has to be really careful with that.
And she has a few million Twitter followers. So
yeah, exactly. Sure, oh, my God. Millions, not just a few millions. So another thing that I saw on the internet yesterday, which I thought was so powerful. You know, we talked about Wendy Williams earlier in the show and Whitney Houston, talk show host Wendy Williams broke down during her show talking about Whitney's death. And, you know, I don't really watch the Wendy Williams show. When I was in New York, I used to listen to her radio show occasionally. And my memory of Wendy was having kind of a bit of a feud on air with Whitney and kind of confronting her for her drug use. And it was a big deal. Do you remember that, Benny?
I do not.
You don't? Oh, no. It was a big deal. They really? Released it, and this is when Whitney was still denying it and was behaving kind of strangely. Mm. But they were really butting heads, and they kind of had a big feud for a while, and Wendy used to make fun of her a lot. Mm. So anyway, on Monday's show, in her first segment, she came out, and she's usually kind of bawdy and has kind of a brass personality, and she came out and was very, very calm and, you know, looked straight to camera and started talking about her own issues with being addicted to crack. She said she's been sober for 15 years, and she really welled up and talked about the fact that she and Whitney were the same age. They both lost a father and talked about her own struggle with addiction. And it was so fascinating to see, just from a psychological and spiritual perspective, her shift, that here they had this kind of clash and it had more to do with similar issues versus calling someone out. And I thought what she said was so vulnerable, so poignant, so clear, that, you know, it reminded her of the struggle, that it made her sad. It was making her reconnect to her own sobriety. And I just thought it was interesting to see Wendy Williams in a different light. And I even posted it on Facebook, and the comments were the same. You know, I never really liked Wendy, but it was interesting to see her be so raw. And it was really, really powerful. So if you can check it out, go to my Facebook page. I thought it was interesting. And, you know, whatever somebody is triggering you, it typically is a mirror of something that you can look in yourself. So I thought it was sweet that Wendy did that, and bravo to her. Guys, we're going to go to a caller. We've got Deborah in Washington. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I'm so very grateful to talk with you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. What can I help you with?
Well, I think today my focus has to be really loving myself, because I'm spending so much time with job searches and getting so close to being hired, and then, you know, and then they go with somebody cheaper. Welcoming any feedback that you might have.
Well, I am going to tell you one thing, Debbie. You do have an intense energy, which is a good thing, and sometimes it can be overpowering for some people. You know, when we're trying to manifest something, when we set our intention and we're really, really focused on it, it can feel overwhelming. So when you go into a job interview, I like that you are presenting yourself as capable. I like that you are aware of your own power. I like that you are aware of your own ability. But sometimes I think for people it can feel a little bit forceful. You have a really, really beautiful gold and white in your aura, which is pretty rare. And people who have gold and white in their aura are very clear with what they want. Coming up with goals and achieving them is not their issue. However, what they do have to learn how to do is detach and disconnect from it. So one of the things that I want you to do today, and probably a few times a day throughout the week, is I need you to detach from the job search. You can think about anything else. You can read, you need to start doing things that aren't related to work. So no self-help books. You know, I want you to enjoy, like, read fiction, go to a movie. Anything you can do to disconnect from what you're going to manifest is going to make you feel a little bit clearer, and it's going to be easier to attract it in. They keep talking about a Michael over and over again connected to work that's going to be coming up really soon, like within the next 2 weeks. I keep seeing a Michael with light-colored hair and light eyes offering you a position, but it's almost like you're invited in as a partner or something like that. Like, you feel like an equal. It doesn't feel like you work for him. What do you do for a living?
Well, my past is teaching, and I've been doing some childcare, and I've got some goals of a career change eventually.
Okay, so there's something about working with someone that sees you as an equal, which is a really good thing, but I need you to feel disconnected from it. I think you've been so focused on your goal, it's sitting in your consciousness. You know, and it's kind of like, let's talk about relationships for a second. Let's say I'm taking a person who wants to get married, and every date they go on, all they keep thinking is, I want to get married, I want to get married, I want to get married. That's overwhelming. Yeah. So you're going into a job interview going, I want this job, I want this job, I want this job. I don't want you to do that. What I want you to think right now is you're open for the perfect fit and the right connection, because that's really what you're looking for. You want to be in an environment where you feel supported and where you feel honored. And the good news is, I think that's coming up pretty soon for you.
Okay, so try the disconnect.
Do anything right now to just not even think about work. And I promise within about 2 weeks, I think you're going to get the offer, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for the call. Okay, we're going to do one more quick call. We've got Barbara in Edmonds. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
So-so. I got the news the other day that I have to have a biopsy.
Okay. Okay.
And a little worried about it. And when I came home and told my boyfriend, I was kind of expecting him to, you know, put his arms around me, tell me everything's going to be okay. And instead, he just kind of didn't say anything.
Yeah, he shut down. Well, first of all, I'm giving you a big cyber spiritual hug, holding you clear. Here's the truth. I do think you were going to have a minor procedure, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like something terrible, this falls at a 1 or a 2. So I do think something needs to be removed, but it's very, very quick. It's very, very clear. I also think the call to order with this issue is the universe asking you to pay more attention to yourself. I don't have to teach you to give energy out. I think you do that very naturally. But I do have to teach you to honor your own body a little bit more and make sure to take and carve out time for yourself. So I do think there's a very small procedure, but I think you're going to pull through with flying colors and everything's going to be fine. As far as your boyfriend's reaction, I want you to sit down and talk to him about that. I think he freaked out. You know, a lot of times when health or medical things come up, people just kind of dissociate and disconnect. They don't even know they're doing it. So for you, especially with this call to order of needing to take better, more care of yourself, this would be a great time of you to say something like, you know, when I told you about this and you shut down, it made me feel disconnected. I just want to feel held. I'm feeling kind of freaked out. And I think he's going to echo the same sentiment that he was feeling the same way and just didn't know what to say. Doesn't justify his behavior, but it does seem to be something that needs to be talked about. So I would give him three things that he can do to make you feel more supported. You're really good at coming up with that stuff on your own. That's not necessarily inherently his nature. But the good news about him is when you tell him something that you need, he typically follows through with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, very minor procedure. We're talking about a 1 or a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. But everything's going to be fine. And this is the universe's way of saying, hey, every day I need to carve out time to take care of myself. Okay, Barbara?
Okay, thank you.
Sending you lots of healing energy, and I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thanks.
Take care. You know, that is not uncommon in relationships. I even in our dynamic, David, I certainly, I've said things to you before. I tend to be more of a talker. You're more of a thinker. Mm-hmm. And so you want to process it first. And it's usually the person that wants to process it first that gets a little bit quiet. And guys, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, what you need to do is sit down and let people know what you need, which kind of brings me to a great ending, you know, for the show today. You know, it's all about relationships today. It's about relationships with your spouse. It's about relationships with your kids. It's about relationships with your family members. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating in the joy and letting people know, hey, this is what I need to feel comforted. This is what I need to feel loved. This is what I need to feel connected. So tonight, you don't have to plan anything extravagant. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money, but pick someone in your life today to express to them a love that you have, something that you really honor and cherish about that being. I guarantee it will be received with open arms and it will make you feel more connected and it's going to make you feel good too. So it's a simple, cheap, cheap gift that you can offer somebody. Guys, don't forget our guest today was Ariel Ford, author of the book Wabi Sabi Love. Go get it on Amazon. We're giving away 3 free copies of the book. So you can go to the Facebook page and I will do a link and then David will select the winners because I get overwhelmed and want to give it to everybody. And David's like, we can't afford that.
It happens.
But I promise we'll give away a few copies, I swear. On tomorrow's show on CBS Radio, I will be on at 1 o'clock taking your calls, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we may have a special guest pop up. I can't talk about it yet. Benny knows what's going on.
I do.
We'll see what happens. Guys, if you didn't get to hear all of the show, go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com, or call me for a reading at 1-877-936-8425. Benny, I hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day.
I will, and you too. Both do the same.
Thank you. Thank and you. Guys, we'll talk to you next week. Trust your hearts, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.